Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Point game. Ball knocked loose. And Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Is a double bang ever a bad thing? Yes, if you're a Sixers fan last night, not great. Mike Breen on the call on MSG. Spoiled we are, people in the New York metropolitan area. We had Gus Johnson on the call of Game 1 locally, yeah. And then Mike Breen on the call of Game 2. Now, look, if you watched it nationally, you had Brian Anderson, so it's not like you missed a lot, because Brian Anderson's obviously terrific, but, I mean, just like the double bang for my guy, fellow Paisan, Dante DiVincenzo. Absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe it happened. I thought for sure, like everybody did, the game was over, and the conversation today was going to be, Sixers are going to win the series. Does Jalen Brunson suck? Like, is he actually bad? Of course he's not. That's an overreaction. But you know how New York works and just how sports media works. That would have been the conversation. But you get that insane ending, that insane sequence that Jay played coming back from break, courtesy of the MSG Network in New York, which leads to the Knicks taking the lead. And then Isaiah Hartenstein blocks Tyrese Maxey, and I'd like absolutely lose my mind. And my wife gets really mad because I'm screaming. Oh, man. Just absolutely sports. The best. Everyone like hates the Knicks for some. We talked about this with Spike Eskin at the Super Bowl. Spike, like Philly guy, former PD of the fan. He's like, oh yeah, like everyone hates Knicks fans because you guys celebrate all the little things that happen. It's like, yeah, because like we've sucked for 30 years. Can we have something, please?
Because
can
you're
we
real
just
fans.
Can we
you
be
live and
happy?
Die with the team?
Is that okay? Is it okay to be happy? Can we be happy, please? Is that all right? Very happy right now. Although, like I said in the last segment, Ken, and I will give you the floor in a second here, because you said you have a lot to say about the Knicks. Partially very happy. Think the upside of the team is very high. Also, is the other shoe going to start dropping as soon as a couple nights from now, and on Thursday night when the series shifts back to Philadelphia?
So I want to divide this analysis into two parts, or this opinion into two parts. The second part will be like a rational discussion of price and entry point, and if it's even a good idea, and maybe it's not, you idiot. So I just want to do like the opinion part first, just because like I do all my betting based more on like mathematical analysis or historical parameters, whatever, highly technical mumbo jumbo. But I still like can have opinions about stuff and feel strongly just that I think something's up, and just I get a gut feeling, and then we'll talk about the betting part second. And I hope this is true, because if you listen to the show in January, you're about to win $1 billion if this happens. That Denver is about to play the Knicks in the finals and beat them, but that's going to be the NBA finals. It makes a lot of sense to me. And part of this is going to be prisoner of the moment. Both teams played last night. They both won in dramatic fashion. Can understand that that's possible, that this is like skewing the opinion. I think something that is really interesting with the Knicks. So there are two parts to this. One, something general about how sports works that sometimes I'm not sure like people totally get. I think, and we did this with the NCAA tournament, the final doesn't always have to be great. People like to think matchups or exactas are always great versus great. Like, that's always what it has to be. And just as often as it's great versus great, it's great versus how the hell did that happen? Or it's great versus a good story. And as often as you can be like, well, UConn and Purdue played, I can be like, well, UConn also played San Diego State. And the Nuggets beat the Heat in the finals last year. And the Lakers beat the Heat in the finals a few years before that. Like, there are just as many of those as there are the Georgia over TCU in the college football championship game, as there are, like, the winner, my opinion is always, the winner is almost always going to be someone that makes sense to you. But the finalist can very frequently be something that's really random or bizarre. We had both the Panthers and Heat make the finals in hockey and basketball last year and then lose. So it happens all the time. The finalist being random actually happens so much more in all sports than you think. And if I, then here's where we get into to Denver and the Knicks and Boston. And if I think Denver is much more likely to win their side, and I wanted to bet something crazy, and maybe you don't want to bet anything crazy. That's okay. Maybe the Celtics just make it. We talked about that yesterday, that maybe the exacta there is the better idea. If it's going to get crazy, I actually think it's going to get crazy with Boston. And then who do I think that's going to be? And I sure as hell don't think it's going to be Milwaukee, and I sure as hell don't think it's going to be Cleveland, and I don't think it's going to be Indiana, and I don't think it's going to be any of these other teams. And there was a long time where I was like, I don't think it's going to be anybody. And I don't think it's going to be Philly because of Embiid's injury status. It's like, all right, maybe it's the Knicks, but I don't think so, or whatever. And you just kind of watch what's happening. And I think the Knicks have two things that are going to be really interesting in this postseason. I think one is undeniable, which is just their home court advantage is outrageous. And if they play the, and like, let's play it forward. Because first of all, the Knicks have to win this series, which is absolutely not a lock. The Sixers are a big favorite in game three to be down 2-1 in the series. There is no guarantee the Knicks are even getting out of the next week. But like, if you play it out and they got to play Boston, just like, do the hypothetical. They beat Milwaukee and they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay, or Indiana, but probably Milwaukee. And Giannis is probably playing at that point. Imagine those games and imagine the Celtics, a team that is designed in a lab to choke in every big situation, playing in that building three times. They're losing all three. And they're probably going to lose them disgustingly, too, by the way. And then, like, you're kind of in it at that point. Would anybody like the Celtics in that? Like, picture what you saw last night. Would anybody like the Celtics against that team in that building in a close game? By the way, the Celtics won't have played a close game probably for 2 months going into that series. It's not like you got to go bet it. It's just a really interesting thing to think about. The other thing the Knicks have going for them, which is also undeniable, has anybody noticed that unders hit in every single game of the playoffs so far? And then in the last couple months of the season, the sport is being officiated like it's rugby instead of basketball. Okay, well, that really helps some teams, and it really doesn't help a bunch of other teams. And one team that it helps a lot is, you know, the team with a maniac as the head coach with a bunch of tough guys playing defense. And the team that it hurts is the finesse team that shoots a bunch of threes who has stars that don't get a lot of calls anyway. Like, helps Knicks, hurts Celtics. These are two unique things happening in the playoffs that were not really happening for most of the regular season. They won't be, like, a part of the handicap if you use, like, net rating and all this stuff. But the way the teams fit together doesn't even have to produce an upset. I think it could produce a pretty remarkable series, though, that maybe goes for a pretty long time. And the funny part is, the Knicks still have to get out of this and then the next round and then get to Boston for that to even be a reality. But I just started, like, I was like sitting outside. It was like really sunny outside. I like had my lunch, was like laying down outside with the sun. And I was just kind of like thinking, and I was just like thinking about a Knicks Celtics Eastern Conference Finals and what I thought that would be like. And I was like, man, I don't think the Knicks, I don't even know if the Knicks can get there, but if they did, like, there's actually some stuff in those, in the way those two teams, they have a ton of familiarity too, by the way, which I think helps the Knicks, because Boston's not going to change what they do ever, and the Knicks are just going to have to figure out how to solve it if they can. Just like, it just gets pretty interesting if they can get there. So now we can have a betting, like, do you want to make bets? When do you want to bet this stuff? Whatever. But I don't know, like, gun to my head right now, I actually think the NBA Finals is going to be Denver over New York. I don't think the Finals will be particularly close. I think it'll be more like last year, but I think you'll get a couple fun MSG games in the Finals. Denver wins. Actually, I'm kind of leaning more that way right now, just as, like, gut feel what I think is going to happen.
Well, I'm going to collect myself for a second. That would be really awesome if all of that weren't happening. Okay, so, could see it happening, right? Would you, I guess the answer is no, right? Philly plus 375 to win the series? Interest you at all?
Do you, like, you're so biased, price. But I'll ask you anyway, like, do you think the Sixers are going to win this series?
No. I think like
I don't think,
I think
so
like
either.
The Knicks. I think
it's going to take
would
a long
win.
Time though.
I think yeah. the Knicks. I think the Knicks will probably win in seven. The Knicks will win at home in game seven.
I agree. I think the Knicks will win all the home games. I totally agree with you. And so if that's true, and we're saying that after the last 6 minutes, the entry point to bet this stuff cannot possibly be right now. there's no way you, like, it's like, oh, well, should I go bet Nuggets Knicks? Well, we have it like 100-1 from January, by the way. But like, okay, it's like 20, 25-1. Okay, when the, you know, Sixers down
the Sixers win game three.
Favorite, they win game yeah. three. Even if you like love the Knicks, you have to kind of acknowledge that they're kind of up against it in game three, probably 0-2 to Philly. And, you know, not a team.
They're probably going to get buzzsawed, right? They're probably going to get buzzsawed in game three.
It's more likely that than they win, right? You know, just knowing what we know about how playoff series work, it's just more likely. Either thing can happen. So again, like, this is not like you don't want to run to the window to bet Knicks stuff today. That would be a terrible time to do that. They're about to probably lose. Why would you bet now? But as we get later in the series, and if we get to a game seven in New York and we like the Knicks in that game probably, or we get to a game five and they're up 3-1, maybe they stole game four in Philly, whatever. Like, Denver's going to keep rolling here. Like, they're the part of this that we've solved, I think, the equation. Just like, they're going to make a deep run, probably win the conference. They're about 50-50 in the market to win the conference. Just like, when is the entry point if you buy this kind of like half-brained theory that the Knicks fit together with the Celtics pretty well, the circumstances leading into that series, how the game's being officiated, the quality of Madison Square Garden as a home court makes it closer than people think. When do you want to bet that? It's either right before this series at like a game seven at MSG, before like the Knicks are already on to the next round, maybe. Or the other way to approach this, to be perfectly honest, is if like I get more confident in this opinion, I'm going to get 50 chances to bet the Knicks going forward the rest of this postseason. Like, why bet even futures? They're going to be, what's their price if Giannis is playing for the Bucks? Are the Knicks a very small favorite in that series? Are they even
favored? No way.
Favored?
No right. way they're a favorite. Right. They were even with Philly, with Embiid coming. Correct.
Right. Yeah.
But assuming that Giannis looks halfway decent, Milwaukee's right. definitely going to be favored.
Right. So it's almost like, well, do you just bet the Knicks in the home games against Milwaukee? Like, that pays that night. You don't gotta wait for Denver to beat them to get those bets to pay. So there's all kinds of interesting applications of this. It's more like I have an inkling of something rather than like, so like Conn Smythe, which we'll do later in the show. I mean, I have just slammed the board for five straight days on this market. Like, there are bets, dozens of bets in the account, and we'll go over them. This is more like, I think I might make this bet at some point. And I think it might be crazy. And I kind of think I kind of think it's going to work. And I kind of want to just see how this series plays out to figure out if I want to do it and when I want to do it. But I'm starting to just, I get that said, like, maybe it's great team against how the hell did they get here instead of great team against great team, which, to be fair, we see just as often.
But like, can we get like Jalen Brunson to play a little better in these games? Like, to feel a little bit better about
that?
But
isn't that encouraging? What if he plays better?
Sure, but like, what if he just stinks the entire series and does like what? And look, Brunson's better than Randall, but like, do what Randall did a couple years ago in the series against Atlanta in the Trae Young series.
Sure.
Like, what if he's just bad the whole series? And like, to be fair, like, Brunson being bad, he's still scoring 20 points. Like, it's not like he scored like 4 points in a game, but he's not playing great.
Who was the Martin in the Heat? Is it Caleb or Cody? Who was the guy in the Heat series?
Caleb.
Well?
Caleb.
So I'm talking to our pal Femi, and he made a great comparison. He goes, "I think Josh Hart is Caleb Martin." Which means, like, he's about to have a postseason where he's just going to do this, and it's not going to make any sense.
Yeah. Hart's like, yeah. Hey, Femi, Josh Hart's 50 times better than Caleb Martin. Okay, buddy? All right? Let's just wanted to say that. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. Love, Femi. Danny Green, three-time NBA champion, joins us coming up next to start hour two.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.